From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Covered California, the state's new health insurance exchange, has received $674 million from the federal government. Amy Quinton has more from Sacramento.
The two-year grant will help Hay to develop an online exchange where consumers can compare health insurance plans and apply for federal tax credits toward the cost of insurance. It's the final funding Covered California will receive from the federal government for planning. In 2015, the exchange will have to rely on fees assessed on exchange policies. Covered California's executive director, Peter Lee, says while the grant is less than the $706 million requested, he doesn't expect the exchange to need more money.
So we're excited about this announcement, but more importantly, we're excited about being part of what is the biggest transformation of America's healthcare system since the launch of Medicare 50 years ago.
The grant will also pay for a call center to help consumers and a multi-language education campaign. California is the first state to create a health insurance exchange following passage of the Affordable Care Act. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
California's high-speed rail authority is teaming up with Amtrak to search for companies to build high-speed rail trains that can operate on both east and west coasts. The two systems anticipate they would purchase about 60 trains over the next decade. They hope their combined buying power would help the two systems get better pricing from manufacturers. Amtrak CEO Joseph Boardman says they'll begin seeking bids in September.
People want high-speed trains in the United States. California is a perfect partner, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to go out and have a different set of standards for California or any other high-speed train in the United States without working together.
California's $68 billion high-speed rail system has come under fire from members of Congress who say it's too expensive. California Republican Congressman Jeff Dunham, a critic of the project, was recently named vice chair of the House Rail Subcommittee. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.